Hi, welcome to Subway Sagas. I am Sharon Capitula.
And I'm Sean Duffy.
And we're just a couple 30-somethings that I don't even know at this point. We have nothing to self-identify with.
We're just a couple of 30-somethings. It stops there.
It ends there. Then we're dead inside, probably. Or at least I am. I don't think Sean is.
There's nothing. We're sitting in Sharon's apartment with a nice fan blowing a cool breeze on us.
And I have to have a cool breeze because New York apartments are really hot and I can't afford to move into one that has better central air conditioning.
And I still don't quite understand this, but for some reason you can't have an air conditioner in your apartment, right?
No. I have one in the living room, so I actually could turn it on right now and we'd be fine.
Okay.
According to my landlord, I'm not allowed to have one in my... It's not allowed. You just can't have one in the bedroom, which sucks because it's a billion degrees and it's like, this is really making me want to move to Bushwick. That's the only option.
That's desperate measures.
That's not desperate measures. I'm going to live off the JMZ. It's going to be really good. As soon as I can find something that's under $500,000. I hate my life so much.
In freaking Bushwick, of all places. In Bushwick.
So that
is
was
it Roberta's just, adjacent?
I want it to be.
Okay.
So here's my plan, everyone, because I'm sure you're trying to stalk where I live. So basically, I am paying way too much for rent, and it hurts my heart every single time that I pay my rent check. Mm-hmm. This is getting really serious, but suddenly I want to talk about this.
Okay.
So
shit got real.
I want to go somewhere because I realize with New York, I don't even care if I'm going to triple my investment or anything. I feel like the New York real estate market is so stable that at worst case, it will just stay 100% stable.
Right? Yeah. At worst case, you'll break even.
I'll break even, which is totally fine because
now you're losing. We're losing money now by paying rent.
Flushing it down the toilet.
Yeah, down the toilet.
Oh my gosh. So I really want to move. So initially, I wanted to move off of Morgan Avenue because I really like that whole warehouse vibe.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, Roberta's,
that's
like you mentioned, Arrogant Swine.
Yeah. Arrogant Swine.
That's my hood.
Uh-huh.
However, we do know that they're eventually going to close the L train because guess what, everyone?
Oh.
Everything comes back down to the subway.
Yes.
It's literally where I plan to live.
Well, that might actually be a good time to buy after they close it
so the
prices go down.
But then I don't know how long it's going to be closed.
Right.
So I was thinking I should buy something off of the JMZ that's like Roberta's adjacent-ish.
Okay.
Which is like Bushwick, because then I could still walk to the JMZ and also be off of Morgan Avenue, so be between both. Because in the opposite way, I'm like, I feel like the real estate near the subway is going to go way up, because the JMZ is going to be the next hot line. You heard it here first.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, if you want to buy in that area, you should move fast.
I got to go fast.
Once the L train's about to close or is closed, skyrocket through the roof.
As it should. And also, as, I don't even know how much I talked about, I love the Z train. So my whole goal in life is live on the Z train.
Be wonderful.
Be so mad
for you. Most people probably hate it. It's probably I think it's second worst after the G train.
Yeah.
In terms of desirable line or undesirable lines to live off of.
But the difference is the G train also goes to super hip neighborhoods, whereas the Z train does not.
Right.
The Z train, no one likes it and it doesn't go to good neighborhoods.
However, the Z train does go to Manhattan, which the G train does not.
Manhattan.
Yes. So it's a little fancier than the G train.
To Broad Street.
So
the
G train's a good weekend train if you want to go around to the cool hoods. But unless you're working in one of those cool hoods, it's not the best commuting train.
A lot of people work in Greenpoint.
Do they? It's a bustling neighborhood of commerce in Greenpoint.
Oh my gosh. No, this is too much. I was going to go into a crazy tangent.
Speaking of Greenpoint. Just while we're already off topic.
Yes,
there's
sir.
This great donut shop there that Sharon introduced me to that we love called Peter Pan Donuts. And recently at work, there was some vendor meeting that had happened. Somebody came in and they brought donuts.
What?
And I wasn't at it. And somebody who works on my team said that. She's like, oh, there were these really great donuts. I was like, where were they from? She's like, somewhere in Brooklyn. I was like, was it Peter Pan? And she's like, yeah, actually it was.
What?
They brought Peter Pan Donuts
to
the meeting.
That's a
schlep. Well, I think somebody who lived in Greenpoint.
Yeah, off of Manhattan Avenue. That's hard to get to, though. That's not easy.
But
wow.
That somebody who was coming to the meeting lived there. So
I know, but
in.
Still,
yeah.
I'm just I'm impressed.
That's how, the person, must have lived there, otherwise that would not have made sense, and they were really trying to impress us.
That's
and I
amazing.
Still, I don't even remember who this was, so clearly it didn't work. But I also wasn't in the meeting, so I didn't get to have the donuts, so.
They also may have just been very cheap, because those donuts were 69 cents a piece.
And that's what I told people on my team after, too. I'm like, you guys should go sometime. They're really cheap. They're less than a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fourth of the price of a donut plant or a dough.
Yeah, we got Donuttery one day, too, which are these little mini donuts, and they're also super good.
Is it Melissa's Cupcake of Donuts?
Probably. So they're probably $3 for a mini donut, so you're paying five times what you should for
New
a donut.
Sometimes.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But people will pay it.
Although,
I don't know, Melissa's might not be doing so well. You don't really hear about them as much anymore.
Yeah.
Baked by Melissa, yeah.
They're still everywhere. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get back on track.
I don't know what track was.
This episode derailed already. But today we're going to be talking about love on the subway. But before we get into that lovely topic, I think Sharon had an anecdote she wanted to share.
Yeah. So again, this is only tangentially related to the subway, but I've received feedback that people actually yeah. prefer just hearing about living in New York. And that is a thing that I do every day. So right. I can talk about that in copious detail.
Less relatable, probably talk about New York real estate like we talked about. So hopefully your anecdote will be different.
Shut up. Now, everyone is just so curious about where I'm living. That's top of mind all the time. Where is Sharon living? Does she want to continue renting in Kips Bay? All right. So yes, my fun anecdote for today actually does start from the subway, because multiple times now we've talked about ads on the subway.
Yes.
And how much they influence us mm-hmm. as strappingers, yes. as Sean loves to say.
As humans living in New York.
Yes, humans living in New York.
They have captive attention.
Yeah, it does.
Our captive attention all the time.
And it's funny because, like, I'm not sure sometimes that they're the best use of funding as a marketer, because it is, even though New York is such a big population, still, right. like, the reach, if you will. It's not the same as, like, a digital ad that could reach someone everywhere.
Oh, it's
like, very targeted, super micro-targeted at New York residents.
Well, yes, but I was also going to say, in a way, it's also not targeted, because it's just anybody who rides the
subway. Oh, it's also anyone, yeah.
Right, whereas a digital ad, you can use some
different
targeting. Yeah, different types of targeting.
Depends what variables we're looking at. So anyways. Yeah.
And also very hard to measure, because, like...
Exactly, there's no measurement. It's like, use code Subway. They all say use code Subway for details.
Those are the ones that you could maybe measure, but the ones that don't have that, no chance of measuring it.
But funny enough, like, despite me thinking from a marketing perspective, like, this is stupid, it really does influence me. Like, last year when I was looking for jobs, half of the companies, because there's so many startups around... Like, I'd be like, oh, I know that company. That sounds legitimate. Because you always, like, see, like, different places will reach out to you. Uh-huh. I've never heard of them. But if you've seen a subway ad for them, it legitimizes
it. Totally legitimizes
it. It does. It's like, oh, they're really good.
As long as it's a well-produced subway ad, not like a Dr. Zizmore subway ad. It's like creepy dermatologist guy, which is like, that is the last dermatologist I would ever go to.
But one such case like that are shoes called Allbirds.
Mm-hmm.
And so, John, are you familiar with Allbirds?
I am familiar with Allbirds. Not via... I don't recall any specific subway ads, but I am familiar with them through my work.
That's so funny. So I think that actually I saw a lot of subway ads for them because, as everyone knows, I ride the 6 train. And the 6 train goes through Spring Street, which is in Soho.
Yes.
And come to think of it, I feel like they oftentimes will put, like, fashion brand ads there because that's a very, like, hip neighborhood for shopping.
Right. So these are subway ads in the actual station,
not
on the train.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for clarifying. Okay. So yeah, in the Spring Street station, they used to have a lot of Allbirds ads. And I don't know a ton about them besides, like, they're from New Zealand. They use sheep's wool to create them. So they're supposed to be sustainable because they're, like, super comfortable. And if they get dirty, I think you can machine wash them.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, they're using natural, like, wool and stuff, not plastic. I don't know if shoes were plastic, but it's supposed to be the best.
Organically, locally sourced materials.
Locally sourced in New Zealand.
Responsibly raised sheep, I'm
sure.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, completely.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a brand I knew about. I didn't really know a ton, though, because it's just, like, such a hipster-seeming brand to me. I'm like, this is, like software engineers in Brooklyn would wear.
Right, because the look of the shoes is not that
unique. They're kind of
boring. Yeah, it's kind of generic,
honest,
like,
kind
sneaker.
Of boring.
Yeah.
So I used to be like, those are lame. I don't want to buy those. But then in my head, I feel like I started to think they were cool just because I kept seeing all those damn subway ads for them.
I'm also impressed that you noticed the subway ads in the subway station at a station that you were not getting on or off the train at.
Well, remember, I take this train every day past it. So you just, like, and I'm a subway stander, and I look out the window.
Oh, so, like, when you're standing by the door.
I stare out the window.
You turn around and the window's right in front of you, or the window across from you?
No, I stare out the window that's right in front of me.
Oh.
Super
creepy.
Most people
don't do that. Most people look inside the train. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm the one staring out the window.
I did not know this about you.
I like to watch my reflection in the window.
I'm going to scooch my chair this way now, but okay.
Very creepy. This is, yes, we all know. So yeah, I knew about this brand, but I'd actually, like, looked them up separately just to learn a little bit more. And I looked, I was like, whatever. But
I don't get the name either.
I don't.
Allbird.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know.
I don't know if there's an S or not, but
There's an S.
Okay,
and
yeah.
S actually turns into the logo of the bird.
Oh, right.
Cool.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's very clever.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I wasn't that into them. But then what I am a sucker for is any type of, like, exclusive seasonal or, like, collaboration or, like, you know, specialty thing.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite brands is Shake Shack.
Yes.
So I consider that a brand.
Pretty well established.
It's not like, it's like Coca-Cola level for me.
Yes.
Shake Shack.
Yes.
So yes, I love Shake Shack.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I have their app. I am on their email system. I want to get all of the new Shake Shack news.
Yes.
Because sometimes they'll send you quizzes. Like, recently they kept having quizzes about, like, their Chicken Shack. And
what?
Like, no, there were all these, like, quizzes. They were like, did you try the hot and spicy Chicken Shack? I was like, no. But I think I got a coupon at the end.
Oh, nice.
Whenever a brand sends you a survey,
you
usually get rewarded afterwards.
Well, that's funny, too, because I have their app and subscribe to their emails, too, and I have not noticed any of these surveys. So clearly I'm not paying attention the way that you are.
I drew a sign to my credit card. They're like, this girl buys a lot of concretes with us.
Although, on that note, too, quick aside is I recently saw Mean Girls on Broadway, and I got a survey about that after the fact.
Yeah.
And it was way longer than I expected, and they gave me nothing for taking it.
I will never buy a Broadway ticket again because that's ridiculous.
But they did also ask which group from Mean Girls you associate with the most, which I thought was a funny question.
The Mean Girls?
But the Plastics was an option.
Oh, yeah.
It was an option.
What did you say?
I did not say the Plastics.
What did you say?
I think I said the.
Inquiring minds want to know.
The nerds from the group, like the Mathletes, like Kevin G and that crew.
Okay, all words. That's right. Okay. So I got this amazing social media and email the other night saying that there's going to be a collaboration between Shake Shack and Allbirds.
And I feel like you love, like, cross-brand
collaborations. I do. That's too. What I just said. Yeah. And, like, this makes zero sense to me. Like, usually marketing collaborations and partnerships, you're like, okay, I get where that is. That's cool, whatever. This makes no sense. Like, I don't get it.
A burger, fast food-ish chain, and sneakers.
And also, like, Shake Shack is, like, very New York. There are other places, but that is a New York brand.
Right.
Allbirds is apparently from New Zealand. Like, I don't know. I guess there's something about sustainability. I don't really know how Shake Shack is sustainable, but like whatever.
Yeah.
And I got super excited. And here was the catch. So if you bought the shoes, because they have this collaboration with the shoes, they gave you a free exclusive shake.
Oh, they had you hook, line, and sinker at that point.
And the shake was like, it was called the Hokey Pokey.
Hokey Pokey?
Yeah, and it had all different types of toffee in it. And I'm like, oh, sign me up.
That sounds delicious.
I love it.
And was it an exclusive flavor that you could only get by buying the shoes? Okay.
I think so. They were not clear about that in the advertising.
Yeah.
But it was like a bundle.
It was assumed. It was assumed that your only ticket to the shake was to buy the shoes.
And I wanted it.
Yeah.
And of course, they were only selling it at the original Shake Shack location in Madison Square Park.
Which is conveniently pretty close to your apartment and your work. Yep.
And I love Madison Square Park. And that's like it's very a very nice iconic Shake Shack. Like, I love that place. I go there all the time.
Yep.
So I was super excited. So at work today, I had a one-on-one.
Okay.
And with Gio, same guy that went on the Zeros one-on-one with me during the King Cake incident.
Yes.
And
note
I was like,
the proper pronunciation.
Yes, the King Cake.
Well done.
So I made us go all the way down there.
Yeah.
And then
Poor Gio.
But then the line was just like insane because basically the email said anytime from 10 a.m.
Yeah.
We close at 8 p.m. or until we run out. So
you know they're going to run out before
they're
going to
run out. And also the thing with shoes is like I'm not part of like the shoe life with a Y. You know how there's like all those exclusive Nikes that come out?
People get really into
exactly,
shoes.
And I'm like, I don't understand it. It's a thing I don't want to touch.
Yeah. No.
And I like see pictures on the internet. I'm like, those are cute, but I like, I'm scared of it because I'm so far removed.
And to your point too, even though I like the Nike ones that are more like athletic sneakers and stuff, I really don't get it for those because a lot of the Jordans were
kicks.
Big and that stuff too.
Kicks.
Yeah.
That's
like,
the worst.
A lot of them were really ugly, I thought too. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. I was scared.
I appreciate footwear. I have a lot of good pairs of shoes.
As I know from your retention email.
Yes. But
I'm
not into those super exclusive ones, if you will.
No. Me neither, but I was like, I'm really into Shake Shack. So I'm going to see.
It was a beautiful day today.
It was a beautiful
day to go.
And we were already eating lunch. So, like, we walked down there, and of course, the line was like halfway across Madison Square Park.
Ugh.
And Gio, of course, was like, he didn't care.
Yeah.
Like,
he's like, no.
Normal people don't care. So I felt badly. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to get to the end of the line anyway.
Right.
So we ended up going to Indie Kitch, which is nearby, and grabbing lunch. And then surprisingly, when we got out of lunch at like 12:45, the line was much shorter.
Oh, well, you guys were also there at prime lunchtime, it sounds like.
We were. We got there at like 12, so it was super crowded.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm going to roll a dice. So he left me, and then I waited in line, and like, I got really stressed, and they kept being like, we're completely out of men's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's like, oh, we're all out of small women's sizes. And I have very large feet. I'm a women's size 9.
Okay.
And I got there and I was like,
it worked out for you.
It did. I was one of the very last people and it was very stressful, but we were already going like way over time.
Yeah.
So like I got them. So I got super cool exclusive Shake Shack shoes.
Nice.
So they're white and they have the iconic green, like Shake Shack green laces and like detailing. And it has a burger on the tongue.
Oh, you'll have to post the picture so everybody can see.
I will.
Do you have them right now so I can see?
I do.
Whoa, those are actually pretty cool. That's way cooler than I was expecting.
There's
a cute little burger logo on the tongue or whatever you call that, the little flap.
It makes sense,
It's very nice. Yeah.
It is. So,
is that three different shoelaces it comes with too?
Yeah.
They're different colors. Like,
they
what
are.
Is this?
I know. It's like, it was a good deal. And the shake was free. Or the way that I like to say, that I bought the shake for $100 and the shoes were free.
I like the way you think. It was also a rare shake. Rare shoes, rare shake.
Exactly. The exclusive shake, like, I legit would have paid, like, $15 for that shake.
Right.
So then it's like, I get the shoes.
85 pairs.
85 shoes. Like, whatever. It's still on the internet.
Yeah.
So that was my day.
And also, if you end up not liking the shoes, you'll probably be able to resell them at some point for, like, a huge markup.
Thousands of dollars.
If anybody's interested.
Yeah, you know where to find me. I haven't worn them yet. Women's size 9.
Mint condition. Okay, well, that was a very interesting anecdote.
Yes,
not subway related, but still.
It was subway related. I see the ads on the subway. That's how I learned about
that's true. I'm sorry. I already forgot the connection, but
good
reminder for our listeners.
All right, so what's our topic today?
So we're going back to our topic, which is love on the subway.
Woo!
So admittedly, I'm not going to be of much use this episode because I've had pretty limited interactions with love, finding love on the subway.
You haven't been in the Mexican sex train?
I have not. I have not been on La Cajita Feliz, which is basically Happy Meal in Spanish, and is apparently a train car in Mexico City where people are known to fornicate or have sex on the train, and it is called that. And fun fact, Sharon and I used that as a trivia name recently, and we won a growler of beer for the best team name.
Best original team name.
Yeah, the guy loved it.
So if you're in Mexico City, or if you've been on said
La Cajita Feliz,
uh-huh. Please send us photos.
I don't know about photos, but like
videos.
Jesus.
Just kidding. More information.
Anecdotes.
I'm curious if it's real.
I don't
believe it's real. Anecdotes. Yes. Anecdotes.
Yes.
That's all.
We'll say this for another time, but Sharon was recently in Mexico too, but not in Mexico City.
Yeah, but not on the La Cajita Feliz.
Yes, and nowhere where there was any transit to take. So.
No, I did have some weird experiences, but mostly I just ate tacos and sat in a hammock.
Yes. Sounds like a wonderful trip.
It was, yes.
But yeah, so back to love on the subway. So I have not had too much experience with this. I've never been on anything like La Cajita Feliz.
Yes.
But I do know that this would happen more often to my boyfriend than it's happened to me. But oftentimes when you're on the subway, like we've talked about, typically you try to avoid eye contact with other people. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, I personally feel, although it's not so measurable, advertising on the subway can be very effective because you want to look at something that's
yes,
not another human. So you'll really focus on those ads, especially the ones that are more cleverly done. But sometimes you will find somebody who is making eye contact with you on the subway.
Oh, really?
And that can be a relatively awkward experience, I would think, unless there's some mutual interest there. So again, I've had very limited interactions with that, maybe once around when I first moved here, I made eye contact with somebody. Like, you kind of play the game where you look away, you look back, you look away. And then, like, he got off. Exactly. And he got off before me. And then we made eye contact once from when he was off the train. And, like, that was nice, but whatever. But apparently.
And you unzipped your pants.
My pants stayed zipped. But I have heard, too, I don't even know if misconnections is still a thing on Craigslist. Is Craigslist even still a thing these days?
I
don't know. But it's probably even sketchier now than it used to be. But you would see on the misconnection sections of Craigslist that people would do that about the subway. They would be like, oh, Manhattan-bound N train in Astoria. and then, like, describe the person. And then you'd see it in, like, the men for men sections and also the hetero sections. Maybe the women for women sections.
One aside here. Sean, were you, like, trolling the Craigslist men for men sections? Is that how you found these misconnections?
I would look at the misconnections to, like, read them mostly for entertainment.
Mostly for entertainment.
I never posted on misconnections. No.
Oh
my God. But you would see in New York, there were so many. They were all either about, at least in the men for men section, they were all either about the subway train or the gym.
So I'm not going to go into all the details here, but I actually had a period in my life early after college when I lived in San Francisco when I used to post on misconnections just for fun to see what happened.
You made fake posts?
I did. Well, they weren't that fake.
Yeah.
Like this one time, I think that the climax of this was one time I put up a post where Chili's had a deal where it was like 2 for $20 for like a 3-course meal for like you and a date. And I put up a misconnection. Well, it wasn't a misconnection, but it was just a Craigslist post.
Uh-huh.
It was straight up just Craigslist. Posting, and I was like,
that's
I'm
amazing.
A single person and I want to take advantage of the couple deal. Would anyone like to go on a date to Chili's with me? I got like 1,000 responses.
That's amazing.
Anyways, back to your story.
But actually, I actually was not 100% truthful. There was actually one time where I did post a misconnection on Craigslist.
Shit.
This was back in probably 2009 or 2010, and it was not subway related. It was actually, I was at a gay bar and like had like a moment with this guy, like eye contact and that kind of stuff. But then, you know, in the throngs of a dancing bar, we never connected. So I was like, well, let me just try this. And he actually responded to me. But then this is the kicker too. So he responded to my email and it was him. But then it turned out I was not old enough for him.
Wait, is that like a gay thing to frequently check misconnections?
I feel like back then it was. Like back then it was like a big thing. Like again, I don't even know if it still is the thing now, but like back then people, and also back then you would like read articles online about like how entertaining it was to do it too. So I feel like people were doing it for entertainment value and then because they did like, oh, well, let me try this. Let me try this. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I'm not sure if it was more common in like the gay community or more in New York or like which way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like in New York you have so many opportunities for that to happen because we see so many people all the time.
Subways,
bars. The sidewalk, anywhere. But also, I actually just heard recently from one of my friends something that relates to this too.
Yeah.
Which maybe you can, more relate to as a woman, because she is a woman. And she said one of the reasons that she does not get up before the subway stops when she's sitting, which is something we've talked about many episodes about yeah, an annoyance, yeah, yeah. is that she doesn't want any creepy guys to follow her off the train. And I see the face you're making, and I had a similar reaction, but apparently it's happened to her. It's happened to her before, oh, where sad. She's like gotten off the train just to go to a different car, and that's the guy like scary. Followed her to a
that
different
is
really car.
Scary, actually.
Yeah. So she waits until pretty much the last minute she can to get off the subway.
That's so interesting. No, I've never had that happen. Not a problem I ran into.
But I guess something I wonder too with like the whole misconnections thing and everything yeah. in the subway is I wonder if any...
Do they talk to her or they just follow her?
I think just follow her. She didn't say there was any like verbal
creepy.
Contact. Yeah.
Ugh.
And it reminded me too actually with one of our friends from college. I was on a trip with her and a few others in Europe and this random guy was like following us all on the subway too and even got off and
ugh.
Then like talked to her. And
I don't
this was
like
in, like, I think it was in France or something. So yeah, it was like, it was very interesting. But I guess speaking of that too, so let's assume it's not a creepy guy.
Okay, yeah.
Would you ever date somebody who you met on the subway?
That's funny. Actually, I've got like a few things to talk about here. So okay. actually, something happened to me a week ago that is a little bit similar, which is super funny and like it really caught me off guard. So I feel like I am very anti-looking. I will just say like I don't know. Do people know what that means? Anti? I don't know. I
you
just
mean like don't want to make eye contact with
yeah,
somebody? Right?
I've
that's
been
normal
told,
though on the
no,
subway.
No,
I think.
But
yeah.
I feel like just in general, I've been told I have a giant sign above my head that says. Is not interested.
Oh, interesting.
I get
so,
that vibe a lot.
Is that and like then, resting bitch face or something?
Yeah,
different?
I think
okay.
so. I think yeah. it's something like that. And also,
or
like
in college when you would actively not wave at anybody when
oh,
you
yeah.
pass them.
No, exactly. yeah. It's, I don't yeah. like small talk. I don't like niceties.
Social norms are not really.
It's not my thing.
Yeah,
it's just like
yeah.
a waste of time, honestly. I'm like, let's
not,
just
yeah.
let's get straight to the
get
serious
to
stuff. Like
brass
I will tell you every.
Brass tacks.
Yeah, I will tell you my deepest, darkest secrets in like 2 minutes. That's mm-hmm. fine. I just didn't want to ask how the weather is and how
you're doing. Our listeners are well aware of that, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, not a problem. So, yeah, and also I feel like recently I've gotten a lot of like women attention as well. So, I think I might be turning on those vibes.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so
whatever
I was on,
your boat.
Whatever, yeah. I was on the Times Square subway platform.
Oh, God.
And I was actually with...
Which line?
So I was waiting for the 123.
123, okay.
Yeah, because I was going up to the Upper West Side,
mm-hmm.
and I went from my office, that's pretty close to an RW stop, so we rode up to there, and then we were
and
switching to,
yeah.
yeah, 123.
Okay.
And it was funny, because I was hanging out with my colleague, and then my boss, actually, because
uh-huh.
it was like a... You know, like a little happy hour bonding time for us.
Okay.
And so we were just like chatting, and it's funny because I'm with my work coworker. So
yeah.
it's like, I don't want to say it's more serious, but you know, it's not just like,
right.
like drunk on the week with my friends.
Is it like guys and girls?
No,
or
no,
is it
was two ladies.
Okay.
Two ladies
woman.
And three
yep.
standing there. Uh-huh. And like, we're just chatting. And the subway station was getting like quite, or sorry, the platform was getting quite crowded because
yeah.
one, I swear the 123s never come. Like,
yeah. And it's also
Times
Square.
Always,
and Times
yeah,
Square is always
so
crazy crowded.
And so we're standing there talking, we're in a group, and this guy, like, pushes his way up, and he's, like, pretty nice, and he's just like, excuse me. I'm like, what? And usually, like, I try to ignore if anyone talks to you, because
right.
they're just asking for money,
yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
just, like, being weird.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hi, I'm really sorry to interrupt. I just want to say, like, you have incredibly pretty eyes
oh.
and pretty hair, and, you know, I just, like, I couldn't leave without giving you this. And then he, like, puts his paper in my hand, and I
uh-huh.
open it up, and... It's his name and his cell phone number.
Really?
Like, and it's super funny, too, because it's written in, like, yellow highlighter on this mini little notebook page. And what made me laugh about it was it's
yeah.
like, I understand he was just using whatever he had at hand
because right.
he wanted to do it at the time. But it's like, who just has a yellow highlighter in their pocket?
When is that your only writing instrument?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like the last writing instrument you would have, a yellow highlighter. Maybe he's, like, some kind of proofreader, so
maybe.
He always has
must
to have
be.
It with him
must
for
be.
His on-the-go work.
And then he,
student.
Like, ran away.
And so, yeah, like... Like, physically, like, was he, like, an attractive guy? Like, seemed
he
like around
cute.
Our age-ish? Like,
yeah, yeah. He seemed
yeah.
like he was probably age-appropriate. Like,
okay.
I don't know anything about him, obviously. But
right.
he was, like, he was cute.
Oh, that's
was,
really nice, actually.
And it was sweet. Because usually, like, even that story, like, that sounds kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But both of my coworkers who were there were like, that was really nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. We all was just like, there was something about it that seemed, like, genuine and sweet.
Yeah.
And it was cute. So the whole, then we had to, like, all pack into the train.
Right.
Not the guy, but me and my coworkers.
He left.
He left. Yeah, he went to, like,
thing, or?
No, I think he just went to a different part of the car, which is
okay.
cool, because
yeah.
he's, like, probably shy. So
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Right. It'd be awkward if he lingered.
It'd be way more
like,
creepy
yeah, yeah,
if he lingered.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And then the whole time, they're like, you should text him.
Yeah.
Did you text him? So I actually just texted him before this episode.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you were there. I like that you're pretending you don't know. Sean knows. So I just texted him and I was like, hey, because I wanted to say I'm emotionally unavailable because I'm 100% dead inside. But I was just like, I'm unavailable, but like, thank you. I just want to say like, that was really sweet what you did. Because
yep.
I feel like it's almost nicer to reply rather than ignore.
I think so. If it's a nice reply like
yeah,
that. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's cool. Just feel like you did a really nice thing. But then
it's like when somebody replies to a misconnection and says you're not old enough for them.
Yes, exactly.
just like
that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this guy's nice. But then his reply was, how you doing? what's your name?
So like, never mind.
Never mind. So I like my
abort level, mission. So, abort mission.
So to answer your question, no. No, absolutely no. Because even if you find someone you think might be nice,
yeah,
everybody's just sleazy and creepy, and absolutely not. I would date anyone on the subway.
But see, okay, I definitely agree in that case, but I feel like it depends on like how and who you meet on the subway.
But he seemed nice, but like
yeah, but like that same thing could happen if you met somebody at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, it could just, like, they could end up being a creep, too.
But there's, like, something weirder about the subway, because, like...
Well, yeah, so I agree.
It's self-selection, you know? Like, subway's for everyone. It's the lowest common denominator.
That is very true, yeah. So, I definitely agree. Like, the move he made was cute, so maybe it could have had potential, but if it's more, like, what I was saying before, where you're just on the subway car and you happen to make eye contact with someone, and then maybe you exchange numbers or something happens, that could theoretically work out, maybe. I mean, you gotta vet the person, you gotta, like, just, you know, see him in real life.
I just feel like it's more creepy that way, because again, lowest common denominator, because I feel like, I know bars, it's not like bars is, like, the best place to meet someone, but at least, especially in a place like New York, where there's so many bars.
But the type of bar could kind of be, like, the leading out piece of it.
The neighborhood, the type of bar, what people are drinking, there's, like, all sorts of signs, who they're hanging out with.
There's a few boxes it checks to, like, A, you're old enough to drink.
Yeah.
B, you can afford to buy drinks.
Yeah, you're not like drinking a Narragansett. Exactly. You have like a whiskey. It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah. You can suss out their friends and that stuff too, right?
Yeah, exactly. And see if like if they're with friends or if they're alone. Like, there are a lot of different signs. Whereas on the subway, like, you know, no
all bets are off.
Exactly. People look their worst. They're just commuting. They're grumpy. Yeah.
It's an equivalent to the bars that you're at when you might meet somebody random, be the line of the subway that you're on.
Oh, are we getting judgy now about the subway lines?
But I'm just saying, like, let's say, maybe I'm biased because, like, my line goes to Astoria and ends in Astoria. So once you get to a certain point and you're on that train, you probably know the person at least lives in Astoria.
They do.
So that's a little bit of weeding
Astoria
out because, like, a bar
are,
is.
Are known to
I'm
be,
I'm using
like,
it as an example.
Attractive or even, successful.
It doesn't have to be the end of the line either, but it could be somebody that happens to get off at the same stop as you, so maybe they live in your neighborhood, and that might tell you something
like
about them,
scarier,
too.
I scarier, though, because then that's, like, it's very invasive. You know, if you get off on the same stop, because that means you might see them again.
That is true,
scary. So I'd rather see them somewhere, like, for example, the Times Square stop is great, because even, it's not like I go to Times Square, but that's just, like,
there's a million transfers, many lines,
so, like, everybody goes through Times Square.
Half of them are tourists anyway, probably they're at Times Square.
Exactly,
so,
so he could have lived anywhere, I could have lived anywhere, so I like that better, but no.
But yeah, I agree, I mean, definitely, probably the majority of people you meet on the subway you would not date, but I still think I'm a little bit of a romantic.
It could work out. Oh my gosh, it's like, do you remember that Disney, I can't remember if it was Disney or Pixar, that short that they had about riding the subway? It was before, like, Tangled or one of those movies. It was all black and white.
Okay.
And it is the cutest, like, love story. I can't even remember those words, but it's basically this, where it's like there are these two, there's like a man and a woman on a platform, and they like make eye contact.
Right.
And then, like, you know, all this craziness ensues where they get on one train to get on another, and they keep just, like,
barely
missing each other.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's adorable, and they are just, like, seeing each other's eyes through it.
Yeah.
It was love at first sight.
And then,
so cute.
Speaking of that, too, it makes me think of, have you seen those, like, Link NYC kiosk things, or like the free Wi-Fi, they're all throughout the city, and they have like ads on them that they show now, and one of them is about, like, I think it's promoting, like, don't look at your cell phone while you're walking, it's like, be alert, because you could miss, like, the love of your life, and it shows people walking around the corner with, like, I love fish tacos, like, something,
Sure,
that makes you think of that, with the subway.
Maybe we should.
Should what?
Find love on the subway.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out. I'm not saying that should be your number one tactic for finding someone. Like, you know, just sit on the ride the subway all day until you find somebody.
Hey, I've tried that before. It doesn't work.
That's true in all your end-of-life adventures. You never found love as part of that.
I found no love.
No. But what I've wondered, too, is, like, I wonder if anybody actually... So we were talking about, would you be open to it?
Yeah.
But I wonder if anybody ever has found love on the subway. And I feel like it was probably more common back in the good old days when the nostalgia train was around.
Yes.
You know, and riding the subway was a little more civilized back then. Because also, I always find this really...
Or in their office, dancing the windy off.
But I also find this really funny, too, because apparently, I don't know how long ago, but a long time ago, Bloomingdale's at 59th Street in Lexington was a cruising spot where people would go to, like, meet people and stuff like that.
That's so cute. We're in, like, the perfume department, or where?
I think in, like, the men's department, the women's department, the intimates department, perhaps, you know, just throughout the store, I think. And it just makes sense that with the whole campaign they're doing, that they really are the heart of New York. People would go there to find love.
I love that so much.
Yeah, so I feel like if you could do it at a department store back then, why not on the nostalgia train, on the old subways?
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually reading a New York Times article about this.
Yeah.
So, actually, fun fact for everyone. I submitted a piece to the New York Times online magazine last year that got published.
Very
exciting.
Sharon is published in the New York Times, and you have the privilege of listening to her every week.
Yeah.
How fortunate are all of we?
About the subway, too.
Yes.
So, this is, I'm a SME in this. A SME, subject matter expert. on the subway.
An Uber subject matter expert exactly. at this point.
Look, it's the New York Times. Like, they know the subway.
You have published credentials now.
I do. Look me up on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was reading some of them. So the question was about, like, basically the subway is just, like, a cluster right now. So they're, like, asking people's opinions about it. So, of course, mine was very positive because I love the subway. So when my piece got published, I was reading other people's.
Right.
And there were several people from, like, the good old days who were talking about, like, I don't think they actually met on the subway, but they had so many romanticized feelings about it because it was like, oh, I lived in Brooklyn and he lived in the Bronx and we'd like have to ride all the way to the end of the A or, well, no, the A doesn't go to the Bronx. But like,
maybe the 456.
Yeah, the 456 or like the 1-2 to get there. And it was really cute stories. And it's like just so romanticized about like, oh, and he was a Yankees fan and I was like a Dodgers fan. And like we found each other. Like, oh,
it's so cute.
It really was. And like that was the subway for them. Is like that really long journey to go see their loved one. And it was like a trip because it was so far away.
But yeah, and also when it comes to encounters on the subway, I feel like you've also had like unpleasant ones too. Like, I feel like you've told me stories before about having to like ward off advances from like creepy men who are either like, right? That have like kind of given you weird looks or something or
I don't think so actually. So that's, no. So this is the problem. I actually am like seeking what I'll call sidewalk altercations. This is something I'm very interested in at this point because I go boxing every day. I have a lot of pent-up anger, and I actually, like, have zero fear of dying. I'm very okay with it.
Uh-huh.
So I want to get in a subway altercation, and, like, whatever, bring it on. Like, you want to hit on me? I will kill you. Like, bring it. So nobody does, because I think I'm huge, and I'm scary, and I'm loud, and I'm intimidating. So nobody touches me.
Nobody messes with you.
Which is, I guess that's probably good, but, like, you know, I just come, like, I don't know. I have no fears of dying on the subway. It's fine. So it's like, that's for me, my resting ground. I just spread my ashes across the 6-train track. A little float in the tepid water on, like, Canal Street.
I think that's our cue to wrap this episode up. But before we go, I do have another piece of fun subway trivia.
Oh,
if you're
really?
Open to bringing that topic back.
I would love to. Bring it on.
All right. So I think you'll be very interested in this, Sharon.
Yes.
So I think as we've established on this station, there's one station that Sharon feels some very passionate anger or angst about, and that's the 18th Street stop.
Oh, I hate that stop.
On the one,
I hate that
on the
stop.
One line.
It's like money laundering.
So my question is, which other subway line used to have an 18th Street stop?
Let me think. So it's got to be one of the ones that goes through Manhattan, obviously. So
yeah. Speaking of 18th Street Manhattan.
Is it the 6th Street?
It is. It was the Lexington Avenue line had an 18th Street station from 1904 to 1948.
That's a great fact. So
it is.
I was going to say, where was it? But I know where. It was on 18th Street.
It was on 18th and,
Park, I guess,
on this side. Yeah, but that's really weird because it stops at Union Square, too, which is 14th Street, so it's really close together, which I guess the one does, too, which is why we've always thought it's so weird.
Yeah, so that's so funny. So I guess we need to walk down there now and see if we can see, like,
the remnants
remain,
of it. I was thinking of that,
skeleton.
Too. Yeah, and I learned this fact on one of those Link kiosks because they had trivia on it about the subway. And I was like, I'm going to jot this
that's
down so
good.
I can talk about
that's
it and share it. She'll appreciate it.
I'm so curious.
But yeah, so now I'm more curious because I didn't do any other research. Like, why did it close?
Javelina is on, like, it's on 19th,
it
right?
It could have been another Javelina stop.
It would have been
like
a Javelina
the Upper East Side one on the queue.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know if it was closed due to, like, inactivity or something.
Before Javelina opened.
Lack of use. Or, like, maybe they realized this is dumb. It's too close to 23rd Street and 14th Street. Or maybe they had to build something over it. Let's
look
into that.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is because I ride and the 6th Street and I stare out the window.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like,
as we've established, that's quite creepy.
Yeah. But
that,
like,
also probably helps you avoid unwanted subway
love
encounters, too.
Yeah. I don't know. So, like, I'm surprised though. I haven't noticed because, like, for example, if you go on the 6th Train rounds, you can see the old City Hall station.
Right.
But I haven't ever noticed. So it's like, oh, there's just an empty ghost platform.
Oh, that's true, too, because even if you can't notice it from the street, if you're
on
the train, you think there'd be,
I feel like they, like, built it. Now I'm going to look tomorrow. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe they filled it in
Fun
or something.
Fact.
Yeah. Super
awesome.
Interesting.
Well, good. We talked about this for a long time. I didn't even get to all the stuff I was going to talk about, but it's time to end up.
we'll have to do another episode about Love on the Subway.
I know. And so, actually, this is one that I'd be very, very interested in listener feedback. And
oh,
I
yes.
know we're, like, super bad about actually addressing when people submit feedback,
right.
but we're going to get better at that. So please submit it. So you can write to us at subwaysagaspodcast@gmail.com.
Please do. Send us your stories. We'd love them.
Please do. You can, like, we'll read them. You can come to my house and read them, and I'll feed you.
And they'll be totally anonymized if you want to.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want us to say your name on here, because, like, you know, we have tons of listeners, so we understand.
Exactly.
You can just tell us, we won't say your name. Totally fine.
Yeah, we know it's, like, one of the 10 people who listens
exactly.
to us.
Exactly.
We don't have that many friends.
Right.
So anyways, please write to us. You can follow us on all of our social medias and write us there at Subway Sagas Podcast.
Yes.
And I am at Serendipity3.
And I am at Estuff87.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.
Bye-bye.